The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've been in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
But I must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
So original. This guy's so original. Dr. John. Passed away. Malcolm John Rebenack, 77 years old. Rest in peace, Dr. John. Your music will live on forever. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:06 with Joe on the radio. Round of applause. Our producer, Frankie Five Burrows,
hey, found his way to the stage. Well, Joe, yes. Unfortunately, I have to head out a little early.
Show starts
Thanks for having
six,
me.
Not seven.
I'm going. I have my Mother Cabrini coin. I can bless you, my son.
You know, that's great.
Bless
actually.
You, my son. Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
Vinny Recuglia, our buddy. And if you're listening, and good morning and a happy Friday. I have to tell Frankie this. I'm sitting next to him, Frank. And then, I don't know if you, did you hear me tell you?
Yeah.
He takes out a plastic bib before he eats. So I said to his buddy, I think John, with the guy next to me. So I said, John, does he always carry that bib with him? And he does, no matter where he goes. It's a but it's got like a, what's the lobster place? The lobster place everybody goes.
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster or something. Like that. I guess you get it at a lobster joint because it's got a lobster.
Did it have a logo on it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I love this guy. I love this guy.
Good for him. He didn't want to mess up
the
suit.
We're at the classiest place you could be, the Metropolitan Club.
Was there lobster?
And then, no.
Oh, all right.
And he puts, listen to me, he puts a plastic bib
Clam
on.
Chowder?
And, like, and then the gal, the staff, by the way, at the Metropolitan Club, doing a great job. They did a great job. And they're very quick. And they came in, they served. And they said, oh, she goes to take the bib, the plastic bib that's on the plate. Oh, can I take that? And he goes, no, I need that. I keep that in my wallet. You got to love this guy.
Vinny is the one of the most unique individuals that I've ever met in my entire life.
I love the guy.
I don't know
keeps
if you saw the...
I say, keep this wallet.
You saw the note that I forwarded you, but I got a very nice email from Ray Kelly last night thanking you for mentioning him.
Thank you. We had the best time.
Which was very nice.
Well, I saw Commissioner Kelly, and we hunkered down. He starts talking about the drums. You know, he plays the drums.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So he goes, how do you do this? Hey, we're talking drummers. We're talking different things. And we just had a great time. He's a great guy.
The best.
And like I said, I quoted you from the podium. I welcome, you know, a man who did so much, has done so much for the great city of New York, and Ray Kelly, who should be the head of the FBI. Everybody went crazy applauding, you know.
I don't blame him for not
He keeps himself in extraordinary shape.
Oh, yeah.
He does. He's a tough guy. Is he I guess he trains. I didn't ask him.
He works out like Piscopo
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. It was good. And Cardinal Dolan came in, who just takes over the room, and I would love to see Cardinal Dolan, the first American pope. I mean, people gravitate toward him. He gravitates toward people. He's working the room like you've never seen. He's got to be 6'5", the Cardinal is. Great guy. Joe, how are you? We talked a little bit. He was helping, and he takes the sisters and hugs the sisters and the priests like it's his flock. You know, he's the leader of the flock. And really, to me, in the United States, Cardinal Dolan was leading the way. Just a great guy. So I tell you what, it was a great
That's
night.
That's wonderful.
And I just went, I said yes, because I prayed to Mother Cabrini, and then I got the message right after that. I got the message, and I said, well, I guess that's a message. I better go. And I went, and we had a great time. And you know what? They keep talking how bad Christians are. They keep talking how bad the Catholic Church is. That's all you see in the news. I'm in a room full of really nice people. Real high-end, by the way. Everybody listens. Tell Frankie I said hi. Tell Al I said hi. What's it like to work with those guys? We appreciate it. Men, women, everybody walking up, listening.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
That's
and awesome. And I said this from the podium. I said, thank you for being true to your faith. because they're trying to take it away. I don't want to get political, I said, but they're trying to take us away. They're trying to shut us down. Be true to your faith. God bless you. And I took my microphone. I blessed everybody with the microphone. I always wanted to do that, you know? I always wanted to be like a priest to do that, you know?
Well, why not?
Well, I'm not too late. I'm too old for the priesthood now, you know? Plus,
too many children to be a priest.
Yeah.
What can I do? You know, I got a special thing I'm going to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour. No, we got a lot to get into today. And on news-wise, hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, so all's good. You okay?
All's great. I apologize for oversleeping.
Take a group Uber in, or was it a signal Uber?
It was a group Uber, but at this time of morning,
right.
It's
you
pretty
know
expensive.
Your guy. I know. So you take the group Uber because it's a
cheaper.
Lot cheaper.
Yeah. Well, so yesterday, for instance, I took an Uber in only $23.
What?
Today, $46.
What? How did I get away with that?
Well, because it was a lot later than today than yesterday, you know.
After six,
yeah,
the charges
I guess
money.
I don't know. I don't know.
They do that pricing.
By the way, thank you, Bernard, our driver. I had him listen to us on the way in. He may still be listening. Great job, thank you,
Bernard. Five stars.
I will. I will give. Him
so
a
when you go for the group Uber, that means he has the ability. He or she has the ability to stop and pick other people up.
Right. He picked up one other person, It was.
I would never.
Not
very
you.
Close.
You could never do that. You would do it. You would do it, and then you'd get in and go, do you have to stop?
No,
the guy?
The best
you
know, one, so
I tipped the guy.
At 5:53 this morning, so my fiance turns to me, and she says, sweetheart, do you know what time it is? Right. So you know it's never going to be an answer that, yo, I'm amazed at how early you're awake. Right? You know that's never going to be the
answer. And it was nice like that, sweetheart, like that?
You're late!
But
that's
what I would get. It was said,
what I would get. You're late, you but bum! Get out of bed!
It was said with a degree of concern that was pretty alarming. So sorry about that.
No. Sweetheart, do you know what time it is? Is that how it was? Yeah. I'm surprised one of the cats didn't bite you to get up. That's a great alarm clock.
Me too.
Well, the cat. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 7-Eleven, baby. There's your numbers, Frankie.
Thank
we're,
you.
We're going
Thank
to
you.
Atlantic City next week.
Absolutely.
It's Thursday. I got it. I'm planning it all. What a week next week, Mamma Mia. Then we got Father's Day weekend next weekend.
Here's the question, though, that I have for Frank. I know your upcoming nuptials are just a few months away. Are you going to gamble?
No, I'm not planning on it.
That's it. That's the perfect answer.
He's there.
I'm not
He's
planning
so
on it, which means, i.e., he will be.
You may make a. You may score big. Be able to pay for the whole wedding?
I'm not planning on playing. Unless I come into some unexpected cash between now and
we should
Thursday.
Go play blackjack, and I should find that gal in the woods, that gal, that rain woman, and she should go. She'll be able to track Frank
find
through the numbers.
As if four years later, she's still there. She's still there. That's even creepier.
People think that
living off the land.
Card counting is a guarantee that you're going to win at blackjack. It's really not. So
it's not.
Not at all, right? So, I mean, that's the kind of thing you only see in movies. So if you know nothing about blackjack, don't know basic strategy, know nothing, you're just playing the odds, you're still going to win about 40% of the time, right? If you know basic strategy, when to hit, when to double down, when to split, you're going to win slightly more than half the time. If you know card counting, right, if you know how to count cards, which is not as difficult as the movies make it out to be, then you're going to win upwards of 60% of the time.
But still.
Right. So the only thing that card counting helps you do is know when to bet big. Right, so it's not as if card counting is a guarantee that you automatically.
I can
win.
See you though tracking the cards, being able to see what is played, what has been played, and what's going to be played.
Anybody could count cards.
I'm just so bad at math, I could figure.
Well, you know what it is. I think you don't necessarily have the patience for card counting because it's arithmetic. It's not even. It's
I
not.
I don't wait
math.
For the cards. I don't wait for the cards.
No,
I only wait for Jesus.
Wait again.
It is arithmetic, right? And you have to be very patient.
But that's one of the issues that I have with the casinos is they don't really allow you to count cards. If they think you're counting cards, then they disinvite you to play.
Speaking about casinos, what was a movie that Robert De Niro was so impeccably dressed in?
Casino,
I think it's should I get an orange one? An orange suit? Yeah, then he had
you
the purple.
Look
purple.
No.
Purple.
Come
no.
on. I found a place. You
well,
can't
it is
get,
Prince's birthday.
If you
today,
go,
if
you go,
purple.
Is it Prince's birthday today?
Well, it would have been,
Well, how old would he have been? 50 what? Yeah, 56, something like that, 55, something like that. So I went to this website and they have like, I remember the green suit that I got? I got green.
I love that suit.
It's kind of cool. I'm thinking of the De Niro orange What is it? Purple? There's, huh?
Okay, too much. Too, I think it'd be great.
I'd love it like that.
Honestly, I do.
Matching shoes. Yeah,
I'd love that.
Be like that. Come
his on. Wardrobe in that film is out of this world. It's great.
Hey, a 7'4".
He would have been 61 today.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
61. That's a body. He looked great. This guy, rest his soul.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yep. That's another thing. Another Eddie story. He loved Prince. I told you this before. When Prince, we had Prince on Saturday Night Live.
Tremendous,
we were the first ones to put him on before the massacre, the SNL massacre. Mm-hmm. It was the new show with Gene Domanian, and in her wisdom, she said, "I'm booking this new guy, Prince," and everybody went, "Who?" Except for Eddie. Eddie loved this. He, oh, this is the hot. This is going to be the biggest music like that.
Yeah.
And he came in and he was a little guy, but boy, did he's just a
tremendous performer. Yeah, people forget how talented Prince was.
Yeah.
That he started other people's careers, was an amazing guitar player, piano player. The guy could play any.
He was a symbol for a while.
He was what?
That's true. He was a symbol. Right, symbol for a while. Remember, he changed his name.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. But me and Mikey think that he took a lot from Jimi Hendrix as well. Purple Haze.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Purple Haze, Purple Rain. I'm just
saying. No. I'm sure he did, but he took from everybody. But, I mean, this guy was just, he was original.
Yeah.
He could do anything. That's what was so amazing about Prince.
7:15 with Joe Piscopo and Albert and Frankie and Debbie is here. Congressman Peter King will join us. Jeffrey Lyons. Anybody else that I'm missing, Frankie, on the show today?
Well, Daniel Turner, who a lot of folks might have seen on Tucker Carlson.
He was great with Tucker.
The other day.
He's coming in?
Yeah, he's going to be here.
This is
huge. Yeah, it's going to be an action-packed show, to say the least.
Oh, you know, it's very, very good. Now, tell me about General Flynn. So he fired his legal staff. Will you walk me through this, please, before we break? General Flynn, who we support, great guy, great American, warrior. They go after him. They trick him. They trick him in the Mueller probe. Now he's going to go in for sentencing any day, I believe, right?
I think it's a week or so.
So. And he goes and he fires his legal team. Then I saw Sean last night, and I think Sean was right, that he said this would be an inclination that General Flynn is going to reverse his plea and just go not guilty, huh?
Well, it's possible. I know Arthur, just back from Italy, is probably listening. He may call in. But, it's pretty so the sentencing is going to be June 14th. It's pretty tough to reverse your guilty plea once you've already taken it. It's not impossible, but you have to say, acknowledge usually when you plead guilty before the judge, oh, I understand that I'm waiving the right to, to a trial I'm presumed innocent at. But not impossible, but it's
difficult,
rare.
Difficult, not impossible. Yeah. But it's a shame. With this guy, lost his house, lost everything. The collateral damage. And what's happening with Hope Hicks, too, Frankie?
She was subpoenaed by the House Judiciary Committee. Yeah, and she's at the instruction of the White House, she and the other officials that they subpoenaed, they're not going to be complying with the subpoena. They're claiming, I think it's executive privilege, and they're saying that they're not going to be testifying.
I'm just appalled at all this. And after seeing the patriotic fervor of yesterday, and how great that was, I hate to go back to the nickel and diming and all of the bad things that are usually happening in Washington, D.C. politically. I mean, it'd be great just to move on and everybody work together. And they won't look in the name of Mother Cabrini. Look, I have a coin. They gave us coins. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, patron saint of immigrants, legal immigrants.
That's very
I'm
nice.
Assuming prayer is powerful. It fills the earth with mercy. So it's great. So here you got the Catholic Church and everybody joining together to help those less fortunate. And it's hard to get the government to move in any direction. And Bill de Blasio, this is my favorite. What did you tell me about Fox News? Oh. He wants a town hall and he's not going to get a town hall now?
Well, we don't know if he's not going to get one, but nobody seems too eager to schedule one. But so Bill de Blasio has...
Where are they going to do it? At the NYCHA housing?
They should let folks know exactly, it'd be the only time he's been in New York City if they do a presidential town hall meeting in New York City. But, so de Blasio did not attend a single event commemorating D-Day yesterday.
He didn't?
No. And again, his dad was a World War II veteran, and he... you know, has always played that card whenever it suits him. But he did not attend a single event, went to the gym, went to his dry cleaner, and yet has no problem criticizing Donald Trump about being divisive. I mean, it's...
And not only that, speaking of the mayor, he is apparently skipping the Puerto Rican Day Parade this Sunday because he'll be in Iowa campaigning.
Wow, and apparently Governor Murphy
will be out there campaigning for Cory Booker. Yeah, I know, but here's a guy yesterday, the mayor, didn't go to one event honoring D-Day yesterday.
Wait, not one event.
This is a guy who wants to run for president.
And also, they didn't show up. Commissioner O'Neill and a lot of great folks went to this event with John Stewart and Congressman Peter King just last week.
Right here, 9/11.
The Joe Borelli, Carol Maloney rally right around the corner.
Yeah. Ground Zero, and you're telling me that the mayor did not show up for that either.
No, I don't believe
he did not, and here's why.
So he did send out a tweet honoring yesterday. D-Day, but it was certainly not enough of a tweet to actually
listen to what this clown did 2 weeks ago. So they were dedicating a new area for 9/11 people that had worked on Ground Zero that may not have been firemen, police, whatever,
and have died from
cancers that they've gotten from.
John Stewart was down there.
They were all down there.
The former mayor, Mike Bloomberg.
The mayor and the governor of the state of New York did not show up. Now, apparently Cuomo was supposed to come and canceled at the last minute, sent somebody else, said he had something else going on up in Albany. The mayor claims his staff made a mistake and didn't schedule him. Meanwhile, his staff is saying the mayor has no time. You have no time for an incident that happened in the city that you live in, that thousands of people died and are still dying. D-Day was yesterday, and you're talking about running for president, and you don't show up at one thing in Brooklyn. They were incensed at him that he didn't show up anywhere. This guy's a fraud with
Big
a capital
Al,
F.
Big Al on the job, 7:21 with Joe Piscopo and Frankie Five Boroughs and Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing great. Frankie made it. Frankie.
Yes, thank you. Your traffic reports got me in, albeit a little later.
That great stuff. Oh, man, it's Friday, though. I'm thinking, Deb, right after the show, I got to fly out of here. Otherwise, it's starting to jam up now. 7:21, Deb's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. LIRR, Ronkonkoma Branch, a 10-minute delay. We're seeing delays on the downtown R and W trains. Also, PATH trains delays Newark to World Trade with some ongoing equipment problems. Also delays as you head from Hoboken to 33rd because of these ongoing equipment problems. Inbound side of the GWB, about 20, Lincoln 30, Holland 30 as well. 440 as you head from Jersey City right into Bayonne. Watch for an accident there. That involves an overturned truck. 80 East exit 19 in Alamuchi. A crash over there to contend with. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you take a ride to the McCombs Dam Bridge, getting into the Deegan with an accident over in the Bronx. Westbound belt by Kennedy Airport. It's an unauthorized truck to deal with. Southbound Thruway picking up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 1230 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, AT&T says its Warner Media could package HBO, Cinemax, and the Warner Brothers Library into a streaming service that will cost $16 or $17 a month. The Wall Street Journal says the company is working on a plan for the new package instead of its original three-tier plan to offer each of the services separately. Disney Plus is to debut in November for $6.99 a month. Caesars Entertainment could be merging with El Dorado Resorts. Market Watch says a deal could be announced late this month. Investors are waiting for the Labor Department's May employment report released today. Economists believe 180,000 new jobs were created, and they believe the unemployment rate held at 3.6%. The Dow was up 181 yesterday, the NASDAQ added 40, and the S&P was up 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Queensboro President Melinda Katz about law and justice and her run for Queens District Attorney. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Yeah. Well, you have to. What are you doing? I told you we got to do a spot here. Look at this. Shoving French toast. Just drink the water. I'll turn your mic off for a second so you can. Come on. You're killing me here. I mean, really.
Did you or did you not?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
and I said we got a spot. Food. 60 seconds. But you can't chew in 60 seconds.
No.
I know.
You're going to give me a heart attack. Wonder
I'm
why.
I'm going to give you a heart attack. And you want me to live with you?
What, Congressman King?
Well, you got to get me a diamond,
huh?
You got to get me a diamond.
Well, the way you were kind of like helping me out as my wife, and if we got married, I would go to Parry and Sons.
I'm not married.
Get you a diamond, Congressman King, standing by. If he's still there when we get back, I love telling you about Parry and Sons. It's right there, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. ParryandDiamonds.com. You got to check out Parry and Diamonds. You know what, Al? That's a good idea. You should get Jennifer something. She doesn't listen, right?
No, she doesn't.
Like a nice
her birthday's
diamond.
Coming up.
Come on, you're a romantic.
She's getting a tattoo.
Forget the tattoo. Get the diamond and Parry. Parry and Sons. I could talk to Katie and Debbie and Glenn Parry. They may give you a tattoo as well.
She loves me.
All right.
My wife.
You're going to take that for granted? Don't ever take it for granted.
I never
take
my wife's love for granted.
Get the diamond to reinforce it.
Never.
Huh?
Never.
You know,
I never take her love for granted.
Attaboy. But if you want to get a diamond, I'm just saying, if you want to get a diamond, where would you go?
Parry and Sons.
Thank you, because they walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. The color, the cut, the character of the diamond, you got to go to Parry. Glenn is there. Bracelets, earrings, top designers, Charles Kripel, A-Link, watches by Ebell and Oris. Bring your old jewelry in with your old tie itself, and they'll make the jewelry look brand spanking new. That's what I did. We love Parry and Sons, and you will too. Glenn is there. Maria, Debbie, Katie. Great family right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Go fix up your old jewelry. You can get new jewelry, the beautiful stones. Graduation coming up. I'm just saying, hey, Father's Day, something, a watch for Pop by Ebell or Oris. I'm just saying. And Glenn and the family is there. Parry and Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or at ParryandDiamonds.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe on the radio, Congressman Peter King, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Congressman, thank you for joining us, sir. Always with respect and love. How you doing this morning, Peter?
Actually, I'll tell you what happened last night. We're in the house, and my wife was down the basement. It turns out that the hose with the refrigerator had broken, and the water was pouring out of the refrigerator down into the ceiling and into the basement. I had to call a friend of mine who got a plumber to come over. Half the basement's falling apart. But other than that, Joe, what can I tell you?
You know, and those...
It's so much easier. Yeah, I lived in a small apartment in Sunnyside growing up. We didn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, I know, I know. Every time I'm at the house, Peter, I go, oh, my gosh. The plumbers, they've got the best racket of all. They come over and say, because they know. We look at pipes. We don't even know. Oh, my God. But I love that about you, Congressman Peter King. You are a regular person, a regular guy, and there you are helping out things around the house. We love that.
Well, actually, let me tell you, Rosemary's doing most of the work. She's telling me do this or that. I have no idea what's going on. Bill New and all this stuff, it's all beyond me. I'm just a city guy.
Bro, Congressman.
Makes sense to me at all.
You know? Yeah, D-Day anniversary was yesterday. Tell us what you did and how you paid respect to the veterans, because we know the patriot that you are, sir.
Yeah, it's actually a wonderful ceremony at the Armor Museum here in Old Bethpage. They have all these old tanks and weaponry there, and they had, I guess, a good six men from D-Day were there, and a large crowd. It was an outdoor ceremony, and it was just a tribute to D-Day, and I was one of the main speakers. And what I said was there's been a lot of great historic moments in American history, but if there's one that really determined the future of the country and the future of the world, it was D-Day. As good or as bad as any other days were, D-Day was the one. If that didn't work, I mean, if we had lost badly on D-Day, we had lost it all, and Hitler had not been removed, I mean, that would have been, because he would have gotten worse by the years. I mean, he was on the verge of nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
That really did save the world, save civilization, and certainly save the United States. And now, I was over in Normandy in 2004 on the 60th anniversary of President Bush.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see the movies, you see the documentaries, you read the books, and you think you realize how bad it must have been for those troops. And that's how you go there. I mean, that beach is so long across, and then those cliffs are so steep.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the average guy would have a hard time just running across the beach, never mind. But then to go up those cliffs, knowing that they're at the top, just blowing you down, machine guns and rockets and grenades, how they did it is absolutely beyond me. And I guess growing up, we sort of took it for granted, you know, the U.S. is going to win. D-Day happened. It was all pre-planned and preordained. No, that was really a miracle they did it. And the guts and the courage that they were able to do it really was America at its best. So I'm so proud being there with these men.
Well, thank you for doing that.
In the late 90s, and so soft-looking.
Yeah, and I love that you stay in your community. We're a little upset, and I don't want to put you on the spot, Congressman King, but Mayor de Blasio never showed up for any of the festivities celebrating D-Day. I thought that was curious, no?
Yeah, I guess everybody has to do what they want to do, but I can't imagine going past D-Day without having done something, without at least gone to a, even if it's not a formal ceremony, go to a local veterans hall or go to some memorial. To me, you know, there are certain days where you just have to honor our country. And again, honor those who make it possible for people like you and me to talk on the radio.
So, that's right.
People go out and earn a living, but people go out and take it and demonstrate, to vote, all these things. It's because others made such really, many cases, the supreme sacrifice.
And tell us again, too, if you would, Congressman, you were down in 9/11 with John Stewart just recently. That was just last week, correct?
Yeah, that was last Monday, I guess.
That was, again,
very moving. And these are the people who, you know, everyone remembers what happened on September 11th and who died that day, and they were... It was absolutely horrific. But then there's been, you know, thousands who have died from 9/11-related illnesses, those who worked down there at the pit for so long for the recovery effort. And they are, so many of them are dying or suffering from these terrible forms of cancer, blood disorders. Mm. And this is a part, I guess this would be the south end of the of Ground Zero. It's just like a calm place of repose. I'm not really gifted enough to describe exactly. It just gives you such a feeling. They have the stones there. They have the grass. They have it's called a glade. And it's so, I guess relaxing isn't the right word, but such a calming impact when you go there. It's just it's a tribute to those who died after. And you know, they just worked and they try to find people, save people, and to restore the area. And now they're suffering, and we have to make sure they get the money. And John Stewart, you know, he and I don't agree on it very much politically, but he's an absolutely wonderful human being. And what he's done for 9/11, for the victims, for the health care, for the compensation fund, is just extraordinary.
And that's what I love about you, Congressman. Congressman Peter King, and I know you have a busy day, and we'll let you go, sir, but you work in a bipartisan fashion. You will show up with a John Stewart, who's way politically left and doing, but John does great things in New Jersey as well. And he's helping out the folks, just so damaged from 9/11 to this day. And then, and you reach out with you and Josh Gottheimer from Bergen County to try to get the Gateway Project going. Why in the name of God, Peter King, can't everybody just take that mantra that you're doing, that Jeff Van Drew is doing on the Democratic side, that Josh Gottheimer is doing, and just kind of make an amicable attempt to help the people as opposed to making politics so darn divisive?
Yeah, it's Joe, there are so many issues we can honestly disagree with, fight over, have partisan fights over. That's what democracy is about. And then you try to find a common ground. There's other issues that have no political context at all. It's just one-upmanship, which is petty. A gateway is something that has to be done. Everyone from New York and New Jersey should stand 1,000% behind the Gateway Tunnel. That whole project is so important to the economy, to jobs, to security from New York and New Jersey. Everyone should be standing together on that, fighting together, not trying to score points. Josh Gottheimer has been terrific on this. I'm proud to work with him on it to get the funding that we're going to need for that. Here in Long Island, Tom Suozzi and I are working together. Trying to restore the state and local property tax deduction back in. There's issues like that. Now, there's others, we can argue about it. We should have honest philosophical disagreements. But I think the average person, I think, gets fed up with the fighting. What's happening is both parties end up appealing to their hardcore base, which doesn't want any kind of compromise at all. And that's something we have to try to work around. But, in the end, democracy, people in some ways, I'm not trying to pass the buck, they get the government they ask for. And I think a lot of times when people go to vote, certainly in primaries, they're voting their party and they basically threaten people in their party who do try to reach out. I mean, you hear people lose primaries if they're too moderate. You find now on the Democratic side, they're running primaries against everyone who's not 100% left. That's damaging, really. And we have that on the right. People like Eric Cantor, who's one of the most conservative Republicans ever, lost in the primary because they said he wasn't conservative enough. I mean, and that frustrates the type of compromise that Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill were able to bring about.
Yeah, Congressman Peter King. And Peter, I'm telling you, I'm a fan because you're a very powerful guy. And you really, and you never, ever acknowledge that. You have a great humility about you. But, I mean, in Washington, in D.C., yet you still see that the end game is to helping your constituents. And we love you about that, Peter. Hey, somebody told me you're boxing training now. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing it now for 15 years. I'm a trainer.
What?
Chris Cardona, and he's also an actor. He's in some acting. He's in Netflix now. He's with the Sopranos and others. It's a great – he's Italian, so you should be happy about that, And actually Sicilian, too, so he's right in there. He's a real deal. He's always telling me that. The Irish have to come to Italian to get help. No, it's a great workout. I do it at least once a week, which is – it's good. It's good tension. I can make believe I'm punching Dan Donovan or something. I get all my anger out. And it's good exercise. It's good self-confidence. And listen, I'm not looking to be walking on a bar or rolling around the street with some guy. But God forbid if something does happen, at least I can hopefully block his punch, land one of my own, one of my own, and take off.
That's good. And how is your daughter Erin doing, if I may ask, sir?
Oh, yeah, Erin is doing fine. She's, as far as if she's concerned, it's full recovery. She'll be going in every few months, I guess, the rest of her life for testing. But the doctors are 100% confident. She feels great, and she's running for re-election this year. So she's doing. She ran a half marathon last month, and now she's running for re-election. And she drives me crazy. She's got like an idea an hour. I should do this. I should do that. She's all over social media. She's fighting with the vaping people, and she has a local law coming up this week to outlaw vaping within 1,000 feet of school. So anyway, it's advertising for it. So anyway, she's full of energy, and both her children are doing fine. And my wife, Rosemary, is doing fine. She's looking forward to having dinner with some guy next week. I don't know, some guy on Friday night she's going to dinner with.
Well, apparently, rumor has it, we will be doing a rendezvous at Michael's of Brooklyn. How about that? Come on. The Italians will embrace you, Peter King. You know that, man.
Actually, Ryko's of Brooklyn is terrific. They are absolutely great people, great food, and it should be a great evening.
This is going to be great. Congressman, we love you. Appreciate you always taking the time for us in the morning, Congressman. God bless, Godspeed, and we'll see you next week, sir.
Coming down with this damn refrigerator is driving me nuts. The basement's soaking wet, and I got to talk to Piscopo. What's wrong with my life?
Thank you, Peter. We appreciate it, man. Congressman Peter King right there. He's in the middle of a plumbing fiasco, yet he takes the time to call us. 7:39 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Firefighters are trying to free a driver who is trapped after his tractor trailer overturned in Bayonne this morning. Happened around 6:30 on Route 440, just north of the New Jersey Turnpike Newark Bay Extension. Route 440 is shut down in both directions in that area. New laws are being passed in New York State aimed at making limos safer following two high-profile crashes. Included are changes to commercial driver's licenses requirements and mandated seatbelts in all limousines that carry nine or more passengers. In addition, the state's Department of Transportation is now authorized to seize and immobilize a stretch limo if it has an out-of-service defect. Last summer in Schoharie, 20 people died in a stretch limo accident, while it was back in 2015 when four women died on Long Island after a pickup truck T-boned their limo. In sports, Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-2. Mets beat the Giants 7-3. Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 goes to the Blues. They skated past the Bruins 2-1. St. Louis leads the series 3-2. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. You mentioned that problem on 440. It's right on the border of Jersey City and Bayonne. It's getting right into that Bayonne side, right by the New Jersey Turnpike Extension. As Al mentioned, 440 is completely closed with that accident. 80 East Exit 19 in Alamuchi, a collision there. Garden State Parkway North building up through 130. Expect delays this morning as you take a ride over to the LIE eastbound, right at the Grand Central accident in the right lane. Westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. You still have that unauthorized truck out there. And the eastbound BQE, a tough ride by the Brooklyn Bridge. Accident in the right lane. McCombs Dam Bridge getting into the Deegan accident over there as well. Expect delays of 10 minutes on the Ronkonkoma branch of the LIRR. Southbound Thruway still building at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. The Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
He's the voice the news stations go to when they need to understand a headline-generating legal case, especially when it involves a celebrity. He's Royal Oaks, and he's Tom Girardi's guest this weekend on Champions of Justice. They talk about Rodney King, Robert Blake, and Michael Jackson, stories you couldn't hear during their trials. It's fascinating. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
I am a walking clinical study for Balance of Nature. We love Balance of Nature. We love the Howard family. Great family, by the way. Dr. Douglas Howard came up with the concept of Balance in Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. A genius at the thought, because it's all antioxidants to fight the free radicals in your body. And Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time, as Dr. Howard says. Now, we want you to get on the Balance of Nature train. I could tell it. If I've been running so crazy, and I've been delinquent, guilty as charged. If I don't take the Balance of Nature, I could feel the allergies. Boom, they come back in a second. I could feel it today. Because I didn't have it, and I ran out of it because I upped my dosage. You think, God forbid, I should think in my head, let me go to balanceofnature.com. Let me use the promo code The Answer for a discount. Let me call 800-246-8751. No, I'm running. I'm thinking, well, I'll get free because I'll get free. This will be great. Boom, boom. Never got them. The allergies come back. You got to stay on Balance of Nature. For me, in my opinion, it's like a therapy to offset the free radicals in your body that attack your body, whether they cause allergies or a sickness or you just got a scratchy throat. You want to keep on the Balance of Nature train the way Frankie has been telling us for years, the way Al's doing it, Debbie's doing it, and Joe has got it. I got to step up my game a little bit. Let's do this together, because for a limited time, we can receive a 30%. Am I eligible for this, Frankie? I think I am.
Absolutely.
Right? We can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Or you can call 800-246-8751. Or please go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. 800-246-8751. Let's do it together. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. This man knows film better than anybody and was apparently a clue in the New York Times crossword puzzle recently. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. That's a high honor right there, my friend. Congratulations.
Third time, by the way.
Oh. You are great. Who's counting? But who's 50, counting?
55 across. I learned after the first run, it does absolutely nothing for your career.
I know.
And it was about the only clue I got in the
That's
whole
great. That is.
And I know.
Great.
I have my Allison Bales, who used to host a Real Talk with me on NBC.
Yeah.
The Times crossword puzzle every day completes it.
Completes
Portuguese,
the
16th century Portuguese beetle extinct.
I give up. I was in it once. They actually said who was Doug Weiner. They actually made a Weiner, one of the characters that did an SNL in a New York Times crossword puzzle. But you really do. You use it as a badge of honor or something. Or was it?
Yeah, and then the next day it's used to wrap fish.
Yeah, that's it. You're as good as your last crossword puzzle. Jeffrey, how are you? All good with you, my friend?
Okay, the day after D-Day, I looked up my dad's column, June 7th, 1944, and he said there was a movie opening that day in New York called The Story of Dr. Wassell with Gary Cooper and Mrs. Leo DeRocher, Lorraine Day, and the advertising said D-Day is the 6th of June. How about that?
Wow.
And, you know, we asked Yogi Berra, who was in, I thought he was in the third wave on Omaha Beach. And we said, what was it like, Yogi? He said, a lot of noise, like opening day.
Yeah, like opening day. He told me fireworks. He goes, fireworks.
And nobody believed he was a baseball player. I mean, he's a minor leaguer then. He's only 5'7 or 5'8 at the tops.
See, thank you for answering that. He was in, because I asked him, he said, I landed in Normandy. They had this chat not too long ago, right before he passed away.
Right.
Rest his brilliant soul, Yogi Berra.
And he said, a great man.
But he was in the minor leagues when he got drafted then. Yeah, because he was younger than Joe D and those guys, yes, who served.
Yes, Joe D was born in 1916 or 17, thereabouts, in Martinez, California. And Yogi was born and raised in the Hill section of St. Louis. He wasn't the only catcher in the neighborhood. Joe Garagiola was living a few doors down the street, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought about that. And I also heard our late friend Robert Trout, who was one of Murrow's boys, the CBS correspondent.
Yeah.
He did 18 straight hours on the air in New York. And you can get that recording. I got that recording. It's buried in my Joe Franklin-like archive somewhere. And you can hear his broadcast. And I asked him, this is like 50 years later, I said, who was your military consultant? And he named the name of the colonel who did it, and he remembered everything. And you could hear the could hear the sun rising over Central Park, and you can almost hear it with his words,
yeah.
And it's just continual coverage. And people like Charles Collingwood, you know, when we were kids, they were there, and Andy Rooney was in the third the third day of it, you know, so... It was quite something. It really was, and it was nice seeing all those veterans there.
Yeah,
at the ceremonies, it really was.
And,
of course,
and thinking
first
about
lady was dressed like she was going to a horse race, but that's another story.
Who was that?
The first lady.
Oh,
was dressed
Jeffrey,
like it was
she
appropriate
was.
To,
she's Jackie. She's Jackie O.
Oh, don't mention them in the same
Jackie
breath,
O.
Please.
Jackie O.
Don't
Melania.
Mention them.
Jackie
just,
O. Melania.
Okay. Oh man,
I love it. Hey, movie wise, Jeffrey, anything breaking this weekend that we should?
Well, there's a movie called for kids called The Secret Life of Pets, otherwise known as Critic Proof. So I haven't seen it, but I like the first one. Dark Phoenix is only a so-so farewell to the X-Men mutant franchise with James McAvoy and.
Yeah.
Jessica Chastain and Michael Fassbender and Jennifer Lawrence and Nicholas Holt. And the special effects are redundant and kind of cheesy. You know, you stick your hands out and they superimpose lightning bolts. And how much of that can you see? If I'm not interested in a movie which has Jessica Chastain in it,
uh-oh.
Something is wrong.
Uh-oh.
And but I give her credit, as I always do anyway, but I give her credit and other stars for being in an ensemble company. Because she's the villainess, and it's not even the most important part. So enough already with these Marvel comics. Anyway, but I went in with an open mind, and fans of the genre will I guess, tolerate it, if not love it. Then there's a movie called Late Night with one of my favorite actresses as well, Emma Thompson. And she plays the host of a New York-based Jimmy Kimmel-like show.
Yeah.
And her audience is aging, and her ratings are flat, and she really has to, there are no women on her writing staff. And then Mindy Kaling of The Office plays a young, totally unqualified but very bright writer wannabe who joins her writing staff and just transforms the show and has a lot to say about the politics of TV news and entertainment, which I know all too well. And finally, there's a movie called Papi Chulo, which is about an unusual friendship between a gay TV weatherman in Los Angeles who has a breakdown on the air after his lover leaves him, and he hires a Latino day laborer to paint his lawn. And he kind of pays him to be his friend. He's a lonely guy, and he pays this guy to be his friend, and they go, takes him on a boat ride, and they have lunch together. And it's like two or three rewrites away from being something really memorable. I was kind of disappointed.
How do you pitch that? How do you pitch that in Hollywood? Okay,
hey.
It's a gay weatherman with a guy that does the lawn. How do you pitch that?
How do they pitch a lot of the movies I have to say? I got a movie about a shark. See, this is big shark. And that was in turnaround, if memory serves.
You're kidding me.
Right. And Alec Guinness once told me they pitched a movie to him. He didn't want to do it. It was about this bridge in the jungle and the women with bananas on their heads, and he initially turned it down, and he won the Oscar for Bridge on the River Kwai.
Good. Oh, I want, when you come back, Jeffrey, we got to let you go, man, but I want to talk Alec Guinness. Oh, what a brilliant man.
Oh, yeah. You know who pushed the plunger, by the way, to blow up the bridge? My father. But that's for another story.
No, is that true? That is true. When we come back, you promised. Please let's remember this next week, okay?
Okay.
Jeffrey, appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks.
Take care. 7:52, Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads. Looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks. Let's go to the Hutch. The Hutch is busy. Southbound East Lincoln Ave into Mount Vernon with an accident being cleared. Expect delays as you head over to 440. 440 on the border of Jersey City and Bayonne. It's an overturned tractor trailer getting into Bayonne. And watch for slowdowns as well on the Grand Central Parkway West at 168th. Accident on the shoulder. Stop and go on the eastbound BQE up by the Brooklyn Bridge with an accident over there as well. We're still seeing delays. And at the McCombs Dam Bridge getting into the Deegan, it's an accident blocking one lane. Alternate side parking rules are back in effect. Inbound Holland 20, Lincoln Tunnel 25, GWB moving along smoothly. And the southbound side of the thruway just moving a little bit slowly, 14 down toward 11 into the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smart way to buy.
Bigfoot.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Bringing these chanters into the office was a pretty great idea, Mr. Rivers.
Yeah, everyone seems less stressed when they can manage to stay awake.
Maybe we'd relax better if we just had Geico Commercial Auto.
Well, Geico can help insure our vehicles? That's good to know.
Yep, they can help business owners with all kinds of insurance needs.
That's really good to know. I'll check them out, right? Right after nap time. Uh-huh.
Get to know Geico and see how easy commercial auto insurance can be.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55 right now. Weather coming up momentarily. You know what is so disconcerting and so hurtful to all of us? 22 veterans a day take their lives. You know that. We tell you about that. And you know, I'm feeling the president's trying to make headway, but then all the politics in Washington gets in the way. So we can make a difference. We can make a difference. And that's what the Gold Shield is about. The gold. If you're a merchant, we are asking you to sign up to be a Gold Shield member today. You can go to goldshield.us to sign up, or you can call 888-526-9111, 888-526-9111. And we're asking consumers for a donation. They're not asking you to make the donation. We go to the merchants, and you're going to see the Gold Shield on the window when you go in, right? And then you're going to buy something at the store, and that Gold Shield merchant will pledge to make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3. That's the nonprofit designation, according to the IRS. The 501c3 distributes donations to the best PTSD organization, right? And 100% of the donations are distributed to fight veteran suicide as well as cancer research. Great concept. And we're trying it on this show. A gentleman came to us and said, well, I want to do this Gold Shield. He cares so much about the veterans taking their lives. And this is the way to do it if you can become a Gold Shield merchant. Simple as that. Just got to go to goldshield.us or call 888-526-9111 or go to, again, goldshield.us.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio, 757. Rob Miller in for Joe Lundberg. Rob, good morning. What are we doing weather-wise today, my friend?
Hey, we're looking very nice today. I mean, it doesn't really get much better for early June here. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures up near 80 this afternoon for a high. 2 points on the low side, so humidity is going to feel pretty low. So really, all in all, a nice day. And the good news is that nice weather continues right through the weekend. We'll call it mostly sunny tomorrow. Again, temperatures up near 80 for a high. A little cooler at the beaches where temperatures will be in the low to mid-70s, but still a nice day across the region. And Sunday looking pretty much the same. Maybe a little bit more in the way of some cloud cover by the afternoon hours. High again up near 80. Beaches staying in the low to mid-70s. But we will have some showers or storms returning for Monday. But all in all, a really nice day today and right through the weekend is going to stay nice.
Rob, well done. Thank you so much. Rob Miller right there at our weather answer desk, 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Joe Lundberg's actually doing a 24-hour ride. Is that wild? Cannot wait to see. We wish him all the very best, by the way. Cannot wait to see how he's doing out there in Michigan. Daniel Turner will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Conservative activist, founder, and executive director of Power the Future. And Mike Chase as well, criminal defense attorney and author of How to Become a Federal Criminal. You don't want to miss that. It's Joe on the radio. Frankie is here. Albert is here. And Debbie is here. And we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man is under arrest and facing murder charges following a broad daylight shooting in downtown Newark. It was around 9:45 in the morning on Tuesday when 26-year-old Terrence Wilson of Newark was shot and later died. Prosecutors say it took detectives around 10 hours to find their suspect, largely through the use of video surveillance evidence. Now 21-year-old Jaheed Nelson is in custody and accused of homicide. The Mega Millions jackpot growing. No winner in Tuesday's drawing. The jackpot for tonight's drawing, $530 million, the seventh largest in Mega Millions history. That would make the cash option about $343 million. In sports, Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-2, Mets over the Giants 7-3. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 5, that goes to the Blues. They skated past the Bruins 2-1. St. Louis leads the series 3-2.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.